Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. What a day. Demo Day 2021. It's been exciting. The winners are about to be announced. There's a buzz in the room. Everyone is nervously excited. And we're lucky enough to have a pair of the judges here, Paul and Daniela Salamanca with Preferred Roofing Supply. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, before we get into the event, tell us a little bit about Preferred Roofing Supply. How are you serving folks?
Well, Daniela and I started, first of all, we're a married couple. We started the business before we got married in 2013, a couple months after we graduated, and been in business for 8 years and currently serving two locations, one in Tucker, Georgia, and one in Jonesboro. And we're a distributor of building supplies, mainly roofing materials and siding.
So what's your relationship from Georgia State? Did you graduate from Georgia State?
Yes, we both graduated in 2019. I got my bachelor's in 2013, I apologize. I got my bachelor's in political science and Paul in marketing.
So then together you decided to get involved in the roofing supply business?
Correct, yes. My father had some knowledge in the construction business, and so he kind of threw this idea at us to kind of specialize on roofing and siding, and that's when kind of we took off as soon as we graduated.
So what was that like kind of getting involved in that type of a business at that time of year?
Well, we always wanted to be entrepreneurs, wanted to have our own business. Her father planted the seed, and we watered it, and it grew into a tree that we never thought would be this big, honestly. And it's been a blessing. Danielle and I have made such a great team. We've always moved forward in the same direction, and that's, I feel like, helped us grow.
How has Georgia State helped you grow?
It's been honestly great. We've been in contact with a lot of the directors here, with Jennifer, Jamie, Jackie, who has helped us a lot. They've definitely given us some resources that we needed and the support that, you know, we all need as starting entrepreneurs.
Now, what was it? Had you been a judge before at any of these events, or this first time?
First time at Demo Day and first time being a judge here. Yes, it was awesome.
So what was it like to see the passion and these young people with that just at the beginning stages where they just have ideas and, you know, some of them untested, some of them tested a little bit, but still kind of new?
So for me personally, it was very exciting. It was very different than how we started, so I really
sure.
enjoyed watching this. You know, they had a product, a plan, how they're going to get there. You know, all of this, these strategies that they were able to build during the past few months that we never got to try. I mean, we just kind of jumped at it and fell, got back up.
Right.
So watching this was a lot of fun. It was just amazing how passionate they were about their product, about their service. We really, really enjoyed it.
Don't name any names, but were there any moments where you're like, wow, that is a fantastic idea. Like, I wish I would have thought of that. Any of those kind of like goosebump moments?
Definitely. Two, to be specific, but I won't mention them. But also how they carried out the presentation and how they were so passionate about it just made it even that much better.
Now, to see young people with this kind of level of maturity and to have thought out a business to the degree that they have, it really speaks to them as entrepreneurs and professionals, but also the environment and the mentors and the resources at Georgia State and through the Seed Fund that help them get there is pretty impressive.
Definitely.
Yeah, I really like what Georgia State's doing. Like, when we were in school, unfortunately, there was nothing like this. Maybe if there was, you know, we'd probably be the size of Home Depot by now. But, you know, and Danielle and I are very passionate about entrepreneurship. I don't know if you guys know, but we have a scholarship here at Georgia State that focuses on entrepreneurs who are leaders in the Latin community as well.
So, and that's something that you see almost to every entrepreneur, that once they make it, they can't wait to give back and help the next group of people succeed. I think that's part of the secret sauce of being an entrepreneur. Serving and giving back is part of the DNA.
Definitely agree with what you just said. And it's so rewarding to be able to not just make it, like you said, but to continue to grow and give back to the people that were where we were at one point, you know,
right.
whether it's 7, 8 years ago. So we're really, really excited to be a part of that.
And it's an exciting event to be able to see all the folks gather at times like this, and especially as we're coming out of this pandemic, where being together at this level has been, you know, the exception, not the rule. But to see everybody like this is really, it's fun, rewarding, and it's, you know, must needed. We're human beings, and we need to kind of socialize like this. So it's great to do the...
Definitely.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more about your business, are the people that work with you professional, like contractors in construction, and they go to you for their supplies? Is that who you're looking to meet more of?
That's correct. So contractors, homeowners, or the laborers, they're all the our clients. They buy from us. We distribute the material throughout all of Metro Atlanta, and we're willing to help anyone that needs it.
So now you're based here in Atlanta, and you serve Atlanta, but is this something that you want to expand beyond Atlanta?
That's the plan right now. We started in Tucker in 2013, and just last year, in the beginning of the pandemic, we opened our second location in Jonesboro to be able to reach kind of like the South Atlanta area.
Right.
But that's definitely
the plan. We go as far as Canton and then as south as Macon. As far as deliveries go, so we service, you know, quite some range
of right.
locations. And, yeah, if anyone needs a roof, you know, that's mainly to the consumers. If you guys need roofing installed, then we can definitely guide you the right way. If you have an insurance claim, definitely help you with that. And if Georgia State needs roofing for the new buildings
Look,
they keep buying, you know.
There's a lot of buildings they own.
We can connect with somebody. You're listening.
Good stuff, man. Well, congratulations on all the success. Is there a website if somebody wants to connect with you?
Yes, the website's www.preferredroofingsupply.com, and Instagram, our handle is at preferredroofingsupply.com, or preferredroofingsupply.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story. Thank you for being part of this great event, and we appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.